On a night when scoring would be at a premium, the Puyallup Vikings welcomed the Bethel Braves on Tuesday. The shorthanded Vike squad was looking for scoring as their second leading scorer, Tony Gutierrez, was unable to play due to a quadriceps injury, and foul trouble would hinder leading scorer Devin Neff, who would get just 6 points, going 6 for 8 from the line. 7 Viking players scored in the first quarter, and they finished up 10, 16-6. PHS up 20-6, and in the bonus at 6:41 of the second, had the game looking to get out of hand. But the Braves weren't going easy, as John Timanglo and Matt Anderson both hit threes, and Brian Schaefer added 5 in the quarter, going on an 8-1 run to pull back within 7 at 21-14. Viking sophomore Landon Neff led the team with 8 points, 4 of 6 from the line, as the team collected 11 of 16 free throws in the first half. Puyallup up 26-19 at the break. Brian Schaefer had 7 points for the Braves, but also picked up 3 personal fouls before half and would pick up his fourth at 6-11 of the third and would finish with 7. Leo Maturi for Bethel found his range in the third, getting 2 from beyond the arc and a mid-range jumper for all 8 of his points. Jaden Bowman for the Vikes answered with 2 threes of his own and 3 for 4 from the line for 9 of the Vikings' 11 third-quarter points, helping his team to a 37-29 lead after 3. Bowman would finish with a game-high 16. The Vikings' defense was able to hold Bethel to only 3 fourth-quarter points. The Braves without a field goal until DeKalen White's bucket with under a minute left. White would finish with 8, matching Maturi to lead the Braves. Puyallup, with only 8 fourth-quarter points, found themselves at the line 7 times in the quarter, going 4 for 12, along with field goals from Brooks Ballmer, 7 points on the night, and Landon Neff with 10 for the Vikes. Free throws would be the difference on a night when scoring was at a premium. Puyallup, with a 16-point advantage from the line, would win. The final score, Puyallup 45, Bethel 32.